You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Did you ever have a kid that just didn't listen no matter what you did? They just didn't listen to anything. They drove you nuts. I've got one of those.
It doesn't mean they're evil or anything like that. It just spirited. Passionate.
Yep.
A leader.
Mm-hmm.
All those things.
That's all the words my pediatrician uses. You know, like, I'm not a first-time mom. I'm an OG mom. Like, I have a 15-year-old daughter, too. And it's funny. They always say your kids are so different, and they are. Like, it's wild that my husband and I produce two different children that are so incredibly different.
Right. Same DNA, but yeah.
So I've been on this mission to figure out how to get my 5-year-old to listen, because she's not a great listener. And I know that she's better in school, so I know she's capable of doing it, just not so much at home. So I follow this woman, and if you're a mom, you might follow her too, like on Instagram or TikTok. Her name's Dr. Becky. She's got like this company called Good Inside.
Okay.
And her voice is very distinct, and she's basically like a guru for parenting advice.
I see millions of parents around the globe struggle with this issue. All parents yell. No one knows what to do next.
It's funny because I was never a yeller ever until I had my little one. And now I yell. And it's like a weird thing because it's not really how I am as a person.
Right.
But I find myself yelling all the time. And I'm like, this isn't the right way to get my kid to listen. Like, it seems like counterintuitive of what I'm supposed to do.
I was going to say, I mean, how often does it work? It works only the first few times because they're shocked by it. And then after that,
then they just get used to it.
Yes.
Now Dakota tries to out-scream me, which is very exciting. Yeah.
What one parenting strategy should I focus on? I always say the same thing. Get good at repair.
All right, sure. So get good at repair. What does that mean?
Repair is the act of going back to a moment of disconnection, taking responsibility for your behavior, and acknowledging the impact it had on another.
Well, thanks, Dr. Becky. Right. But you know what that doesn't do? Tell me how to get her to listen in the first place.
I was
going to
say, I mean, do you share this with her? Do you share this with you, just yourself?
No, you share it with your child. So it's basically like apologizing to the child for your reaction.
Oh, that's not going to work with Dakota.
No.
I've met her.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to work with her. She's going to be like, oh, great, mommy, okay. And she's just going to bulldoze over you more.
Yeah, but so it's trying to figure out, like, what hacks do you have that actually work?
Yeah.
And I'm figuring, as a community, somebody's got to have it figured out, right?
Yeah, you hope, anyways.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. How do you get your kids to listen? Eddie.
Easy. It's called reverse psychology, okay? All I like to use out of snacks or, you know, video games. I use that information, the things that they like, and I use it to get information. And then when they tell me the information that I need, I don't give them the snack because I use it to blame them for something else they did that I never said. So, you know, at the end of the day, I get my truth and they don't get snacks. Reverse psychology. Great.
It sounds like an interrogation with the CIA. I don't even know what you said. You got me spun around.
Right. It's like dissertation, all like right. The way he said it. I was like, is he going to write a textbook?
You're right. I'll just go sneak myself a snack at this point. I don't know.
So they don't ever get the snack? Like, that's what you're saying? Like, that's how it ends?
I mean, reverse psychology, I need it in simple terms.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Sometimes they will get the snack, sometimes they won't. It all depends on my mood.
On your
mood. You know, if they've been doing good, okay. Right. All right, you may get it. But if you've been defiant on some things, I'm like, come on now, you know better. You're not getting a snack. No. No, sir.
I have to say, I'm starting to think that me just being lost might be the best answer so far. Maybe it's still out there.
Like a code you can crack. I don't know.
1-800-330-9999. You have a hack to get kids to listen? I've become a yeller. I don't know what happened, but my little one doesn't listen. And I never thought it would be the parent that yells, but that's it. And I'm looking for hacks. How do you get your little ones to listen? 1-800-330-9999. Robin.
Okay, so it will get better. Just know that as a parent. But one thing that you always have to do is remain calm. When you're yelling, or in general, I find with kids, if you get upset, sometimes they love that, as weird as that sounds. So you have to remain calm. If using a loud, firm, but loving voice, try a soft voice. Like a stern, soft voice where you're lowering the volume. That helps. Or at least I've done that in the classroom. Like if a kid, I'll go in like almost a whisper. And the way I say it and my expression, they're going to listen. And then also, if your kid is having like a moment, because I have them as a teacher all the time, you have to, besides remaining calm, you have to work on like, it's like a blank stare. You have this look on your face where you're not reacting or wanting to react. And then whatever that behavior is will hopefully stop.
It's like you're looking at him with this shell-shocked, thousand-yard stare.
Robin, what you just said sounds so much more terrifying than actually yelling. Think about it. I'm just going to go down very close to her, and I'm going to whisper in her ear, "You need to listen right now to mommy," with a blank stare in my eye while I grab her ear this close.
This is uncomfortable for me right now. Yes. I mean, she said, you know, she was doing it with a certain vocalization. I'm not sure if it's that.
This is going to be
it was going to be
my
quiet.
Calm voice that I whisper in her ear. Oh. This is going to be it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Kathy. What do you think? I mean, how's Anna going to get her kids to listen? How's she going to get Dakota to pay attention?
So what I did with my kids when they were younger, and all I had to say was, we're going to have a come to Jesus chat.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that worked. Mm. If I said, we're having a come to Jesus chat, to this day, even to my husband, if I say, we need to talk, he goes, oh, is this a come to Jesus chat?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So how many of those, just for my own sake, how many of those come to Jesus chats actually took place over the years, transpired, right? Like, was there like one or two and they were like, nope, that's enough. We know the lesson is there.
Wait, more importantly, can we have a come to Jesus chat right now?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, how's it work?
You're going to talk to him?
No, it's
like when you handle your big stuff, you know, like, it's your big stuff.
But what do I say? Like when I'm coming to Jesus.
Yeah, and it was like if we were out at a restaurant and they were not behaving, it's like, okay, we're going to the car. We're having a come to Jesus chat.
Yeah, but you're not telling us what it actually was. You're just saying.
It's just a threat.
It was just the threat that it was going to happen, and they would get silent.
Yep. Or we would go out to the side, and it would be like, you don't act this way. You're going to sit here. Yeah. You're not going to say anything. We're not going to talk to each other. You're going to sit here until you can calm down.
So Jesus opens with a muddle.
You're not going to embarrass the family.
Right.
Yeah. It's like when I say I'm going to count to three, but the thing is I get terrified because I don't know what happens after three.
Right.
So I start throwing out fractions.
Two and a half.
I'm like two and a half.
Right.
Two and six sevenths. Two and three quarters.
Yeah. There's no such thing as 6/7.
I just make things up. There is such a thing as 6/7.
Yeah.
I mean, if you cut something in 7 pieces and had 6 pieces of it, yes. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's no math that recognizes that. Brian, tell us, how's Anna going to get her kids to listen? Give us the hack.
She is not. Oh. I have two teenage girls, and they choose what to listen to. It's from Into the Woods. Careful of what you say, children will listen. But they only listen to what they want to.
Brian, this has been so helpful.
You know, I mean, it actually has. Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to sing my way through this pain.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.